Welcome to Briefly Legal, your podcast briefing on legal news, developments, and legislation on the go. Brought to you by the attorneys of Crowe & Dunleavy. The following should not be considered as a substitute for legal advice. Visit CrowDunleavy.com for more information.
Hello, everyone. This is Adam Childers, your host of the podcast Briefly Legal, brought to you by the law firm of Crowe & Dunleavy. Welcome here, everyone, all our loyal listeners. I am pretty darn excited today. It's always a good day to get to host, Briefly Legal, but it's even a better day when I get to talk about something that's near and dear to my heart, and that is the Oklahoma Human Resources statewide organization and our annual OKHR conference that's coming up here in April. And I can't talk about it without having a special guest. Our second year in a row of doing this, we're really starting to hit our stride. I'm here with none other than Christy Spathy. And Christy is the, well, let's just, you know, put it in the terms that I always think of it, the grand poobah of OKHR, otherwise known as the reigning president of that organization, led by volunteers that have other jobs that should be consuming all their time. But this time of year, they do a lot more. And Christy's here to talk about that and get us excited about OKHR 2024. Say hi to everybody out there, Christy.
Hi, everybody. Thanks for having me, Adam. And I'm going to have business cards made that say Christy Spathy Grand Poobah.
Ooh, I like it. You know, as long as I get a cut of any royalties on that, then I'm all for it. Well, you certainly live up to the billing, Christy. It's going to be hard to build on the success of OKHR 2023, when we had a wonderful time, albeit the weather didn't always cooperate with us, particularly in the pub crawl, but we're going to keep our fingers crossed that spring weather holds out well for this time. We're going to be in Tulsa. So let's start there and remind everybody right out of the gate, what are the dates of this year's OKHR conference?
The 2024 State Conference is happening, like you said, in Tulsa at the Hyatt Regency downtown, April 16th through the 18th. The 16th is a half day. We kick off with our first keynote at 12:45, and then we go all the way through to Thursday. We'll wrap up at about noon.
And a good time will be had by all during that time. You mentioned the Hyatt. Now, this is the OKHR typically kind of rotates back and forth between Oklahoma City and Tulsa. In years past, it's been, Hard Rock and other venues before that. But first time I recall, at least, being at the Hyatt. Is this a first?
I think it is a first for the Hyatt. We've definitely, we used to do the Embassy Suites in Norman.
That's right.
So we had this feel before, but I think that it was really important to me that we be in the downtown Tulsa area this year. The pub crawl was a success and I wanted to do that again. And so downtown Tulsa just is a great location to be able to do that.
Yeah, absolutely.
And we wanted to kind of get back to a little bit more of an intimate feel. Last year was amazing at that beautiful convention center, but we were pretty spread out and everybody stayed in different hotels. So we'll get back to one place, everybody stay in-house, and it will definitely be more of an intimate vibe.
That is fantastic. Yeah, you are right. Last year, right down there by the Omni, the downtown conference center, it is beautiful, but you are right. It is acres and acres of space. Looking forward to that kind of intimate feel, although it's hard because, so many people, the attendance at this continues to soar. What are you expecting in terms of numbers this year, Christy?
Yeah, so we topped, we came in right over 700 people that were in the building for our conference last year, which was absolutely a record. I anticipate that we'll get close to that.
Yeah.
This year.
Yeah. Onward and Upward. I was thinking about this the other day. So Crowe & Dunleavy's been the premier sponsor of the OKHR conference for the entirety of my career at the firm. So we're talking, you know, coming up on 25 years. And I can remember one of the first ones I ever attended was in Lawton and had maybe a couple hundred attendees. And so to see what it is now and just the effort that goes into it to try to, you know, pull all this together, it is really, really remarkable. And it's just so exciting to see so many of our friends in the business community, the HR community, and all the booth set up, all the speakers, all the events. It's like HR Palooza. I might have just given you a theme for the future.
Yeah, HR Palooza. I'll tell my successors.
Exactly.
We love the growth. We were so excited to be together with everybody, and we couldn't do it without your partnership and your sponsorship. So we're so grateful that we can count on you and everybody at Crowe & Dunleavy every year to sponsor and support and get the word out. We sure appreciate it.
It's a highlight for us every single year. Speaking of highlights, every year that the OKHR comes together, I'm always excited to see who the keynote speakers are going to be, what those mega sessions are going to hold. Give us a sneak peek. What do we have lined up this year?
Yeah, great. So we're kicking things off with kind of I'll call him a state celebrity who has never spoken at the state conference. Greg Hawks will kick us off. Greg is also doing an invite-only executive session that morning. Wednesday, I'll come back to the morning session on Wednesday, but Wednesday our kind of anchor lunchtime session, that keynote is Javon Glasgow. He is not as well known in Oklahoma, but we actually stole him from Texas. He spoke at HR Southwest in Fort Worth and killed it. So I'm pumped about him.
I've heard good feedback. For sure. That was the early word was that regionally speaking, that people had said fantastic. Can't wait to see him in Oklahoma.
Yeah. And then we close things out on Thursday around lunch with Jennifer McClure. She is pretty well known in the HR circles, well known especially for being the creator of Disrupt HR. So she has a new book coming out. She's going to talk to us about that. And she'll be a great way to close out the conference.
Yeah, that's a bunch of fun. I know that I got a chance to attend the kind of the rollout of the Oklahoma City Disrupt HR. I know that you've been involved and Tulsa's got its counterpart, and it's so much fun. I had more fun than I expected or deserved, kind of watching everybody put together their 5 minutes of, the thoughts on what was important to them. And I learned a lot that night. So that's excellent. I know she'll bring a lot to the table. And
I believe you heckled me, Adam, if I remember correctly at Disrupt.
Oh, that's heckling is just a fond way of saying I've got you. I got your back.
Yes. Yeah. I can handle it. But I want to talk about the Wednesday morning general session.
Oh boy. Yeah.
So last year, Adam and I talked about that I wanted to kind of switch things up from the legal grind that had been done for a few years. And you and your team came up with this idea of some kind of vignettes and really educating people in a very non-traditional way. And I remember walking backstage after you did that Wednesday morning, and I said, you have to do that from now on until the end of time. That is what you have to do. And so you're doing it again.
So we're doing it again. You know, it's funny because when you said that at the time, I thought, oh no, the dangers of kind of doing something well, but you know, we're always committed to doing it as best we can, even when that includes a little bit of, acting, a little thespian work to go along with our legal acumen. I laugh because J.C. Booth, one of our associates in the group, kind of stole the show. I mean, she had a couple of people that later asked her if she was a professional actor that we had brought in to kind of help shore up the rest of us. And she said, no, I'm a lawyer in the group. She's getting married and will be on her honeymoon this year. So we will lose one of our members of our troupe. But I'm very excited that myself, Michael Bowling, who is a mainstay in that that kind of venue, and then associate Katie Campbell and Logan Hibbs are going to be joining me. I'll be on the stage as well. You know, I will say this: we intend to build on what we did last year, and I think we've got some really fun. We got about four or five skits that we're currently working on that, you know, bring home the legal lesson to be taught. I think there's going to be some humor, and I'll just say this. I think we're going to be a little bit more costume based this year. Yeah. And in keeping with theme. So I'll leave it there. But I hope that I hope that everybody gets to enjoy it. I think we're 8 in the morning on that Wednesday. Is that right?
8:30.
Yeah. 8:30. Okay. Yeah. There you go. Well, don't worry. We'll be there on time. We're really excited about it. So thanks for that shout out. I'm it's nice sometimes not to have a PowerPoint and just kind of get to freelance a little bit. But yes. But I will say this, as fun as it was, I really thought the crowd really seemed to appreciate that it brought to life struggles that HR professionals deal with every day. It made you laugh, but it also made you think and hopefully imparted some wisdom too. So we'll try to do that again this year, and I'm excited to do it.
I am excited to be surprised by all of it. I don't know. I don't have any insider information, and I'm sure it's going to be a highlight of my conference experience again this year.
Well, that's great. So now, speaking of fun, you know, with no discussion of OKHR and why everybody needs to get registered if they haven't already. And we'll talk about how to do that here in just a second. For those of you who are tardy, you are not out of time, but TikTok, let's join the party. Speaking of parties, you know, the events don't end when the speakers and the stop and the booths close down for the day. Talk to me a little bit about, you already mentioned the pub crawl. What are we going to be doing after hours to keep everybody entertained?
Yeah. So I think we have some pretty fun after hours events planned Tuesday. So conference kicks off Tuesday. And after the last breakout session, we will have a welcome reception in the exhibitor hall with snacks and beverages of your choice.
Adult in nature.
If you so choose. What I'm really excited about Tuesday is we are having a, I think, first ever talent show.
Ooh.
So I think that people are a little bit nervous about signing up for that. And so I want everybody to know it doesn't have to be you by yourself on the stage. You can get a group of your HR colleagues from your chapter or the business that you work with or just your friends. And it's really about having a good time. So we have a skit signed up.
Oh, nice.
We have a dancer signed up.
Yes.
That will also be wearing a costume. We have a vocalist signed up. So if you have a talent, which everybody does,
everyone does.
We would love you to enter. And if you don't want to, then just come watch the spectacle, because I'm sure that's what it will be.
I was really hoping that as you were talking about those who are signed up, we might get a magician in there, you know, just maybe somebody that like makes disgruntled employees disappear or something, you know?
Oh my gosh. I would pay them a lot of money.
The line would be long and they would be the featured, speakers in years to come. But yeah, you know, I'm hearkening back to my days as a youth. I don't think my body structure is up to the challenge these days, but I was quite the breakdancer in the 80s. I'll find a dark corner and set up some cardboard and just, just see if there's anything still left in me. But I doubt it. I'll probably just be an audience member, but I can't wait. What's really funny is I like to see the people that don't care and just want to have fun. And I like to see that people have hidden real talent that you just had no idea. And both of those are equally, I don't know, they're entertaining to me. So I can't wait.
Yeah. And that is, it's at the Hyatt. So you don't even have to go far. You can just wander downstairs and we'll be in the general session area. That is from 6:30 to 8 Tuesday night.
Perfect. And then the pub crawl, talk about that.
Weather did not 100% cooperate last year, but I think a fun time was had by all.
Oh, it was.
Yes. So we are doing that again. We are at, I can announce the venues, which has not been announced.
I feel like we need like a drum roll.
I know.
Okay.
We have trolleys secured. Tulsa does not have streetcars like Oklahoma City does, but we do have trolleys that will pick everybody up from the Hyatt and drive them around. We'll have trolleys just running loops to take everybody where they want to go. We will be at Welltown Brewery, which is in all these places are in downtown.
Okay.
There will be snacks and a beverage of choice and a sponsor there waiting to take care of everyone. We will then be at Inner Circle Vodka Bar.
Ooh.
Which, great place. We will have also snacks and beverages there. And Inner Circle, if you've not been, they have a great outdoor space where you can play cornhole and other yard games that I can't think of right now.
Well, don't worry. You had me at vodka, so.
Okay, great. And then the final stop is the Max Retro Pub, which goes right along with your cardboard breakdancing and boombox. It is an 80s themed bar where you can play skee ball and Miss Pac-Man to your heart's content. There will be beverages and tokens so that everybody can partake.
That's exciting. I don't know what my reflexes are like these days, but there was a time when Miss Pac-Man was a bit of an obsession for me. So I think I would hang out at the Mr. Gaddy's Pizza and play. So, I'm not kidding. Like that and Donkey Kong took up way too much of my time. Centipede, I could go on. But 80s arcade games are my jam.
Yeah.
So that will be a perfect final stop. Is that right? Or is that
final stop? We're kind of opening it up where you can go wherever you want to go because those trolleys will be looping.
Oh, great.
So if you want to start there, Adam, at the Max, then you sure can.
Yeah,
and I bet you just stay there all night.
Yeah, I'll just set up shop and wait for others to join me. I love it. Well, you were kind enough to say a few words about Crone Dunleavy's association, with OKHR and its state conference. I really appreciate that. But I want to return the favor and give you an opportunity. Well, let me first say this. I want to say a special word about Christy's leadership. I've seen it in action at last year's conference. I'm seeing it again this year. I know how much time this takes, and I know what a labor of love it is, and I know how much you care about the organization and putting on, the best event possible. So, shout out to you and nothing but praise for the hard work that you do. I know this time of year, this probably feels like, I think I alluded to it earlier, more like your full-time job than the real job. But what an effort that you do, and thanks for all that you do. But it's not just you, and so give you the mic, and let's talk about some of those other board members and volunteers that make this come together to be the event that it is.
Yeah, great. Thank you for that. Thank you for everything that you just said. It is a labor of love, and I do this because I care so much about our profession in this great state that we live in. And speaking of people that care, we have two amazing co-chairs that also feel like this is probably their full-time job right now. Brenda Rogers out of Enid and Melissa Lockhart out of Tulsa. I don't think we have time to go through the full committee, but we have we have people that are in charge of sponsors, people that are in charge of exhibitors, people that have corralled all of these amazing breakout speakers that you're going to see, corralling volunteer. Lots of cat herding is happening behind the scenes.
So many cats.
And we will So many cats. And I will be able to introduce the committee on stage on Tuesday. And Adam, we haven't talked about the theme of the conference.
Oh my gosh, we haven't. But so sorry.
This
yeah.
year, it's no, I just thought of it. This year, it's power. You know, I love a good play on the HR. So POWHR.
That's right.
That's how we spell that. We're going to be talking a lot about our moments of power, how powerful our roles are. And when I introduce the committee on Tuesday, you're going to learn what their individual superpowers are. Last year, we did fun facts, which went along with that funner theme.
That's
and
right.
This year, we're going to learn about their superpowers. So I'm excited to do that.
That is very, very cool. I'm just sitting here thinking about what my superpower would be. I'm not going to hazard a guess because I may look deep inside myself and decide I don't have any, but I will keep pondering it and think about it. But that's going to be fun. And, you know, it was funner last year. It's going to be powerful this year. And, gosh, I truly am excited. I am excitable by nature. When I love something, I truly love it, but I mean it. OKHR is a special event every year, circled on the calendar, and it's a big part of what Crone Dunleavy and our labor employment practice is all about, is being there to support it. And speaking of which, you know, circling it on the calendar, we mentioned it earlier. Time's a ticking. Where do people go if they haven't already signed up and they want to become a part of all this?
Yeah, great. So OKHR.org, that's pretty straightforward. OKHR.org, that takes you to the State Council website, but it's, of course, prominent front and center. As soon as you get to that website, there are links for you to go get registered. You can sign up as a sponsor. You can sign up to have space in the exhibit hall. There are just a few of those spots left. So yes, go get registered. There are all kinds of different activities going on. And all of that information is out on the website. One more time, OKHR.org.
No, I love it. Yeah. So yeah. And, you know, all those things. And then of course we haven't even mentioned, you know, in the exhibit hall, you can't walk 2 feet without running into some more swag to put in your bag and take with you, which is always fun. I have to do at least a lap, say hello to all my my friends, and make sure that I grab whatever goodies they're handing out.
Yes, and we're doing a contest this year, a passport contest. So if you visit all of the booths in the vendor hall, the exhibitor hall, and you attend the evening events, then you'll be entered to win free registration to next year's conference. And whatever cool electronic thing my committee tells me we should give away, I don't know. But somebody's going to tell me what we should give away, and we'll give that away.
Hey, if that's not a tease, I've never heard one. Yeah. So, you know, which I think is exciting. That means we'll have plenty of people there at the booth that Crone Dunleavy will be at. We'll be out there with manned by several of our speakers and members of the group. And we always put together something fun, and producer Tyler and I were talking about that yesterday. Got a couple of cool ideas, not ready to release them yet. I want to make sure that it comes together. But, you know, if I think it'll be fun. And if nothing else, you get to hang out with some attorneys, and we don't charge you for our time, which that's fun in and of itself. Right. So, well, Christy, this has been a wonderful time spent together, and it just gets me amped up for what happens next. Give us those dates one more time for everybody.
Yep. April 16th through 18th. You can go to OKHR.org. The conference is being held at the Hyatt Regency in downtown Tulsa.
In lovely downtown Tulsa. So, well, I can't wait. I'll be seeing you there, and I will be a participant in probably everything except the talent contest, but I'll be there to watch. So,
okay.
I can't wait to showcase our skit, and most importantly, just rub elbows with all our friends in the HR community. OKHR is a truly wonderful organization and provides such support and resources for all the different chapters, you know, across the state. You know, again, thanks to you, Christy, and your team, and the board, and all that make it possible. And we're glad to play our part. So, well, of course, great to have you and see you soon. So we'll call it a wrap today, everybody. Thanks so much for joining us here on Briefly Legal. We'll be coming to you with some future episodes, on a variety of topics. We may even give it a little bit of an election year flair as we kind of work our way through the implications of the upcoming November election and how it might be impacting the different practice groups and the different areas of law that the firm handles. But of course, we'll also have other topics as they become pertinent to our listening audience, because we are dedicated to using this forum for helping all of you out there in the business community handle the problems that you see on a daily basis. And we know that those can be legion. So from all of us here at Briefly Legal, I wish you a good day and can't wait to hang out with you again here in the future on Briefly Legal.